Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. That's Buddy Guy's song, Change in the Weather, which is a perfect introduction to my next guest. His name is Chris Mooney. He's a contributing writer at Mother Jones and Climate Desk Live. He was also the author of four books, including The Republican War on Science. And so I've asked him to join me here today to talk about a news story that didn't really get that much media attention this week, even though it was a major address by the President of the United States. Kind of get buried under all the news coming out of the Supreme Court and elsewhere. The speech was about climate change. President Obama gave it at Georgetown University on Tuesday. He said things like, "We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society. I refuse to condemn your generation and future generations to a planet that's beyond fixing." So, Chris, welcome to America Weekend.
Good to be on.
What was your reaction to President Obama saying he's going to take some executive actions because Congress hasn't acted in the 4 years he's been in office or for the many years before that?
I was very impressed by the speech. I'm hardly the only one. Al Gore said it was the best speech on climate change that any U.S. president has ever given. There's been a sense among some, especially who care about the environment, that they can't rely on President Obama, that he's not one of them. And this was exacerbated by the fact that there was a long period after the failure of climate policy in the president's first term where just saying the word climate change sort of ceased to be a routine activity by Obama. And so everyone started to talk about his climate silence. But, you know, it was always clear that he cared about the issue. And now this speech has sort of silenced all the critics on the left, anyway. The critics on the right are a different matter, who are just sort of kind of falling back in love with Obama on climate change now.
What is it that he did this week, or announced this week, that he's going to do that was so impressive?
Well, first of all, he gave a major policy speech on climate change. I mean, that is a gigantic big deal.
That's a pretty low bar, Chris, just giving the speech.
Yeah, it is. But if you look at how this issue has been handled, it's one of the biggest paradoxes in politics. It's the most important issue. It's the most threatening issue to humanity itself. And yet nobody knows how to handle it or talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you talked about how it didn't get a lot of attention, right? Journalists, the quote, mainstream press, which continues to get less and less substantive, doesn't know how to handle it, doesn't know how to talk about it. So it's been very difficult. But part of what the president needed to do, I admit it's low bar, was give a bit of a science lesson, explain that this stuff is really serious. He did that. He announced a major suite of actions that don't require Congress to do anything, because that's never going to happen, we know, at least not with the current configuration of things. So he's just going to go around them, which the administration can do, and it can regulate the emissions from existing coal-fired power plants, which is the biggest single source of emissions. So that's a big deal. I mean, it's not as great as, you know, something you could theorize the world might come together and do, but we're not seeing, realistically speaking, the prospects of much better than that. And then there was one of the things that I think is really important in this speech is a huge emphasis on getting America to be climate ready and climate resilient, because the damages, the impacts are already coming. And the toll of extreme weather is everybody now knows that there's something weird about this and that we are getting hit hard. And the president put a big emphasis on that, and that's going to be really important.
Do you think that Americans care about this? And let me rephrase that. Do you think that Americans want to do something themselves about climate change and have been waiting for leadership to tell them how and to see that the leadership itself is doing something?
That's a very, very complicated question. I actually know a ton about the polling data on this. And here's the basic picture. Americans support climate policy and taking action, and they support clean energy when they're polled and asked about it. And in particular, Democrats all support it, and independents look like Democrats because they move in the support direction, leaving Republicans alone and out in the cold. Mm-hmm. So overall, that's the big picture of public opinion, and so there are majorities that support a lot of the things that the president has been coming out now and defending. Now, to be sure, there can be moments where if in a particular state, you frame this as the environment versus jobs, which is what some of the Keystone Pipeline defenders have been very good at doing, then you can lead to a really big kind of backlash within a particular region of the country. And that's a big, big danger for achieving these kind of plans.
In his comments this week, I spoke earlier in the show today with Josh Fox, who's the director of the movie Gasland and the sequel, which is coming out on HBO on July 8th, Gasland 2. And he's upset that it seems that President Obama has embraced fracking for natural gas and embraced things like clean coal, which I don't believe exists. The concept is an oxymoron as far as I'm concerned. What are your thoughts as a guy who has his eye on climate policy?
Well, the fracking issue is emerging as the new area of contention, but let me put it this way. President Obama is right, and I don't think anyone in the environmental world really disagrees, to target coal as the number one, you know, source of bad emissions to climate change, and that's contributing to climate change. And with fracking, which is basically, you know, getting unconventional ways of getting natural gas by drilling and then, you know, going horizontal and then pumping water down at high speeds, which is what the movie Gasland was about, there's still a huge debate, and I've reported on it, and it is murky. It is murky just how much that's contributing to pollution of water and just how much it's contributing to global warming. So, you know, I honestly got to say, I can't blame President Obama for going after coal and not going after natural gas.
Mm-hmm. So these new emission rules that he's wants to put in place by next year for existing power plants, that's all about coal-fired power plants. So what's the difference between what he wants to do and the phrase we've heard for years, cap and trade?
Well, the difference is principally this. Congress just won't do anything. Right?
Yeah.
Or carbon tax, right? Congress just won't do anything, and you need Congress for cap and trade, and you need Congress for a carbon tax. But even though Congress won't do anything, the Supreme Court came along in Massachusetts versus EPA and basically said the Environmental Protection Agency can do something. And so President Obama is – one of the most significant things about this speech is President Obama is basically with his speech saying, okay, we're not waiting for Congress anymore. I get the message. You guys are never going to do anything. I'm still worried about future generations. I'm still worried about the whole planet. So if you guys are not going to do anything, guess what? I have the power, and I'm going to go right around you. And, you know, I applaud that. It would be nice if American politics were functional and we actually made policy to solve problems, but that is not remotely what we do.
Was there anything in there about renewables? Putting money into solar or wind?
Oh, tons. And, in fact, they're going to be developing renewables on federal lands, and they're going to be taking a variety of steps to, you know, increase the efficiency of government agencies, which use all kinds of energy in their buildings and their other endeavors. So, I mean, there's been a constant, throughout the Obama administration, there's been a constant greening of America going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just continues. What's really new is that we're going to be, you know, clearly we're going to be regulating all the coal, and that's a big deal. And what's also really new is we're going to be climate-proofing the country, which is overdue. We're getting hit really bad. Sea level. One of the best things about the speech is that President Obama pointed out directly that Superstorm Sandy was worse because of sea level rise.
Yep.
You know, there's more ocean to be thrown at the land, and it goes in farther. And that causes a lot more damage. And that's global warming. It's a direct cause of global warming. There's no argument about it. It's a simple fact.
Well, I'm glad to hear that he is making a push towards renewable energy, because I'd like to hear a lot more about that personally. And I'm glad that because he is the chief executive, he can say that, you know what, the federal government under me is going to be greener and we're going to lean more towards renewables. I think that's a positive. Whether all of this stuff will continue to go forward, especially with deadlines in 2020, long after he will be gone from the White House, remains to be seen. But it's very interesting, and I appreciate your perspective on it, Chris. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
That's Chris Mooney, who's a contributing writer for Mother Jones and Climate Desk Live. Also co-hosts a podcast called Point of Inquiry and has written four books, including The Republican War on Science. I'm Paul Harris. That's it for today for my version of America Weekend. Join me for the Sunday edition tomorrow and check out our website, AmericaWeekend.com, from the Envision Radio Networks. America Weekend.